Hi guys, and welcome. This is Mayuki, but you guys can call me Mickey, and this is my first ever podcast series. Today, we're going to analyze and laugh at some of the weirdest internet trends and challenges that have taken the online world by storm. Like, these trends are so popular that it's almost as if people are getting hypnotized into the trend. From bizarre dance crazes to outrageous challenges, the internet has given us a treasure trove of hilarity and head-scratching moments. Like, seriously though. So, grab your headphones, sit back, and let's jump into this wild ride. Now, let's kick things off with one of the most iconic internet trends, the Ice Bucket Challenge. I mean, who didn't do it? I didn't do it, but like, I'm going to. Remember that one? It started as a way to raise awareness for ALS, but quickly spiraled into a hilarious spectacle. People were dumping buckets of ice water over their heads just for subscribers, likes, views, and comments. I mean, all while trying to get their friends to join in too. Some of the videos were pure comedy gold. I remember seeing so many of these shorts on YouTube. I was like, I want to do that, and I was laughing my head off, but you guys can't blame me. It was pretty funny. I mean, who can forget the moment when celebrities like Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift took the plunge? That was just as funny as the slime bucket Nickelodeon thing. I mean, watching them squeal and freak out as that cold water hit was priceless. Who agrees? But let's be real. It also led to some epic fails. Like, some people, they got rashes, some people, they got sick, but still, the comedy never ends. There were countless videos of people slipping, falling as well, or even getting hit in the face by the bucket. Now that is true, pure comedy. It was a perfect blend of raising awareness and pure chaos. Like, chaos. Now, moving on to another trend that had us all scratching our heads. The mannequin challenge. Who remembers this? Because this was so crazy. Like, for those who might not remember, this challenge involved people freezing in place like mannequins while a camera panned around them. If you guys know who Brent Rivera is, or Jeremy Hunchkins, or the Amp World in general, they did a hide-and-seek crazy hide-and-seek video, and Dom, one of the Amp World members, he disguised himself as a mannequin and hid behind the door, and Jeremy Hunchkins' father, who was the seeker, could not find him at all. That was so funny. It was simple, yet somehow it became a global sensation. But here's the thing. While some groups nailed it with creativity, others, well, let's just say they didn't quite understand the assignment. There were videos of people trying to freeze mind action, only to end up looking like they were caught in really awkward moments. I feel so bad for them. One of my favorites was a group of friends attempting to freeze in a fast food restaurant, but instead, they ended up in a full-on food fight. Now that is something that I never want to be a part of. Speaking of food, are you guys hungry? I know I am, but let's talk about the Tide Pod Challenge. Now, I know what you're thinking. That doesn't sound funny at all. And you're right. This challenge was downright dangerous, but it did spark a lot of conversations and, let's be honest, some hilarious memes. The absurdity of people thinking it was a good idea to eat laundry detergent. Like, people are already mental and crazy for eating glue and crayons and paper, but come on, laundry detergent, really, guys? And it led to a wave of comedic commentary online. Memes depicting people as Tide Pod, dinosaurs, monkeys, like, really, guys, flooded social media, and it became a cautionary tale wrapped in humor. Now, that is something I want to be a part of. It was a reminder that sometimes the internet can lead us down some pretty ridiculous paths. Like the path of dressing up as a monkey and going in front of a monkey and getting attacked by the real monkey. Now let's lighten things up with the bottle flip challenge. This was actually really, really famous. Like, I still remember, I remember doing this with my cousins once, and let's just say it did not end up well. This one was all about flipping a partially filled water bottle and trying to make it land upright. Now, it sounds simple, right? But the number of attempts it took for some people to nail it was absolutely hilarious. Like, me doing this with my cousin led to some argument of, I can do it better. No, she can do it better. No, we all can't do it better. Like, it was really weird. So, like, we had people flipping bottles in the most random places, on rooftops, at weddings, and even during serious meetings. Like, I still do this to this day. If I get really, really bored at weddings, like my family weddings or parties or anything like that, I just take a bottle or soda can and I start flipping it. And then I get bored of it. And then I wait for 5 minutes and I start flipping it again. So yeah, the crowd went wild and it became the highlight of the day. And who can forget another challenge? The Kiki challenge. Speaking of Kiki, I call my cousin sister Kiki. Okay, well, this challenge, the Kiki challenge, was actually inspired by Drake's hit song, In My Feelings. This challenge involved people jumping out of moving cars to dance alongside them. Now, while it was fun to watch, it was also a recipe for disaster. Like, a really, really big recipe for disaster. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm actually not feeling well, but yeah. There were countless videos of people attempting to dance, only to trip, fall, or get back into the car just in time to avoid a disaster. Spoiler alert. Oh my gosh, my English today. It led to some of the funniest moments on the internet with people trying to outdo each other with their dance moves. But guys, come on, let's be honest. The best part was definitely the reactions in the comments of the people in the cars. Some were confused, others were laughing, and a few were just plain horrified. Now, let's take a moment to appreciate the sheer creativity of the hashtag Dolly Parton Challenge. This challenge involved posting 4 photos representing your professional life, personal life, and everything in between, inspired by Dolly Parton's iconic Instagram post. What started as a simple photo challenge quickly turned into a hilarious meme fest. I hope one day I can also make something go viral. People took the opportunity to showcase their personalities in the funniest ways possible. From people dressed in pajamas for their personal life to their professional shelves in full business attire, the contrast was often laugh out loud funny. Sometimes just like my hair. My hair sometimes is like laugh out loud funny. Boo-hoo. Okay, yeah, I'm not getting it. Finally, let's wrap things up with the What the Fluff challenge. This one had actually people involved by hiding behind a blanket and then suddenly dropping it to surprise their pet. Like, the results were often hilarious, sometimes not, but like with pets jumping in confusion or running away in sheer panic was just truly the best thing to watch. I mean, you guys can find this all over. It was so funny. There's even memes on this, actually. So yeah, it was a delightful reminder of how our furry friends react to the silentest of things and silliest. I actually realized that I don't have any pets. I mean, in US, I actually had pet bunnies, but like, yeah. Okay, well, yeah. So the videos of dogs and cats reacting to their owners popping out from behind a blanket had us all in stitches. Actually, though. So, there you have it, guys. A worldwide tour of some of the weirdest and funniest internet trends and challenges. And yeah, I know that there are so many more, but I actually did research and these were some of the hilarious trends. So, and that's what I was speaking about. From raising awareness to just plain silliness, these trends remind us of the creativity and humor that the internet can bring. Thanks for tuning in into my podcast. Don't forget to leave a comment if you can. And yeah, keep your favorite internet trends ongoing. Until next time, keep laughing and keep scrolling. And until my next podcast episode. Bye, guys. This is your host, Mickey, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.